Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Now, for those of you who just turned the radio on, I have a secret for you. I have Dr. Daryl Jaffrey right now in studio, and he is someone that I love, I adore, because he wants you to live a healthier life. And let's face it, Dr. Jaffrey, what he's done for Kelly Ripa and her body is unbelievable. So, Dr. Jaffrey, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ronnie. As always, it's a pleasure to be with you and your amazing fans and your energy, as always.
Now, as you know, doctor, I don't want to embarrass you, but I refer to you as the Goya doctor because you and your website is getoffyouracid.com. So again, I've got the Goya doctor in studio, and here's what I'm talking about. Coconut oil. And why I want to talk about this with you, Dr. Jaffrey, is simple. My niece is addicted to the stuff. I've read things about coconut oil that scared me, and I need your clarification.
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things that happened a couple of months ago was there was this big article that came out, and it literally became a firestorm all over the internet. And basically, you have to really dig deep down and see where did this come from. It was from the AHA, which is the American Heart Association, and it was basically a report on heart disease and dietary fasts called the Diet Heart Hypothesis. And basically, this is what the idea was. Coconut oil is a saturated fat. And saturated fats raise LDL cholesterol, and LDL cholesterol causes heart disease. Well, that's actually not true. In fact, healthy saturated fats raise the kind of cholesterol called large particle LDL and HDL, and those are the beneficial kinds. Those are the good kinds that don't cause heart attacks. The problem is when LDL cholesterol gets oxidized, that's when it forms these small particles that can become dangerous, and that's what happens when we consume acidic foods, things like sugar and grains and pro-inflammatory fats that you find in things like vegetable oil. So that's really how this thing breaks down, and that's how that coconut oil got a bad rap. But I got to tell you, Ronnie, it's the furthest from the truth.
You know, Dr. Goya, what I love about you is how you break it down and make me understand it. That's what I want to know.
Yep.
What is it that you recommend that I eat? Right, I'm 54 years old, I'm aging, as is most of my audience. What do you recommend that we eat, Dr. Goya, so that we live healthier and ultimately happier lives?
Great question, and it's very simple. You want to focus on high alkaline foods. And when I say high alkaline food, you want to focus on things that are rich in chlorophyll, dark green leafy vegetables, things like spinach, kale, watercress, high healthy fats. You know, avocados, we talked about coconut oil, because again, these healthy fats are so, so important for our body, for our metabolism, for our energy. And when you look at the amount, the ratio, you want to at least have at least 80% of your diet with these high alkaline-forming foods and no more than 20% of your diet with these acid-forming foods. So as long as you stick to that kind of rule or that protocol, you're going to be moving forward and making tremendous progress with your health.
Why is it, though, Dr. Jaffrey, that we are addicted to the acid-type foods? You know, you talk about the 80-20 rule. It seems like we, as Americans, we eat the opposite. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, a lot of us have become emotional eaters. I'm guilty as charged in my past. You know, things like sugar, you know, they are things that crave. When we tend to become stressed or if we have emotional issues going on, we tend to go more for these, you know, carbohydrate-rich foods. And the problem is that what we're doing is we're pumping our bodies up with more of these acidic type of foods. And all it's doing, it's making the cycle worse. It's becoming a vicious cycle. So when you recognize yourself eating these types of foods, the most important thing is that you got to check yourself. It's not about deprivation. It's about moderation. So as long as you keep that in mind, you can have some of these foods. But when you keep your diet filled with most of these healthy alkaline foods, then what you're going to notice is that when you do eat these acidic foods in your diet, they're not going to have that kind of stranglehold on your health like they would if it was the opposite way around.
You know what I love about you, Dr. Jaffrey, when you talk about that stranglehold, right? You are the expert. You are the get off your acid expert. That's why I call you the Goya doc. But I love your honesty. Diet Coke still has a stranglehold on me. And I've got people who are addicted to it as well, besides coffee. So can you again remind me why drinking Diet Coke is so bad for my health?
Anything you see that's diet, sugarless, is one of the worst things you could put into your body because now you're dealing with artificial sweeteners, specifically aspartame. If you look at the history of aspartame, it was actually a World War II neurotoxin, and they found that it had sweetening properties to it. So now you're seeing this stuff kind of built up in all these different types of foods. And, you know, a lot of people do this because they want to lose weight. But what they don't realize is when you look at these diet types of drinks or foods like Diet Coke or something like that, there's specific amino acids in there that actually will trigger your body to store more fat and gain more fat. So you're taking these different types of things thinking that you're going to lose weight and become healthier, but the fact is that they are far more acidic to your body and a lot more damaging to your health.
Now, for those of you who are just joining us, welcome, man. I've got Dr. Daryl Jaffrey, and he is the Goya doctor because he's all about you eating healthier and getting the acid out of your life. Hey, let's be honest, Dr. Jaffrey. People are busy. I don't know how they do it, honestly. I look at my brothers and I'm like, how can you be married with so many kids and still seem sane? How can parents do a better job with their children and monitoring what they eat?
Oh my God, it's such an amazing point. I have a 3-year-old son and a 6-month-old baby, so I'm kind of right in that group. I think the most important thing is we have to be role models. You know, it's like who we are, the things that we have in our food, in our health cabinets, in our pantries. You know, if it's there, you're going to eat it, your kids are going to eat it. So I think the most important thing is that we have to stand up, we got to raise our standards, and we got to be role models for our children. And listen, if we're not doing it ourselves, how can we tell our children to do it? So I think that's number one. Number two, it's about preparation. We are busy. We are getting busier and busier. So I find that if we're not prepared, that's when we tend to go for more of these easy, convenient, acidic foods. So every Sunday, that's what me and my wife focus on. If we spend 1 hour of prep on a Sunday, we have everything laid out for the entire week. I know we're not going to fail because of that.
Now listen, you are well-educated, man. You've been all about the get off your acid plan now for a long time. What changes do you see? What do you see in your wife? What do you see in your kids? What do you see in your clients, Dr. Jaffrey, who buy into this and change their way of eating?
Health equals energy, Ronnie. If I have to put it in one word, that is the most important thing. I could tell you from my own personal experience, my energy has been through the roof. And I could tell you on the flip side, when I haven't been doing those things that I know I should be doing, that's when my energy paid the price. So if you really want to know where you're at in terms of your health, take your energy inventory. That's the number one marker of health. But then again, you have to look at things bigger than that. You have to look at, you know, how is your weight? How is your body adapting to the different types of stresses in your life? Because we all have stress. Being healthy is not so much about how much stress you have, it's how your body can adapt and deal with the stress in your life. So when you're putting these right things into your body, when you're having a healthy mindset, when you're exercising, all these things become easier. And the symptoms that you see will go away, and then what you'll find is that they're going to be replaced with all those things that we want, the things that we should be craving, which is that high energetic lifestyle, which is the most important thing, because that feeds on every other aspect of your life.
You know, Dr. Jaffrey, I appreciate this interview so much, and I really want to go full circle and let our audience know I have high energy. I listen to what the Goya doctor says. All right, I'm still drinking Diet Coke, but I got to tell you something. Dr. Jaffrey, for my birthday, is giving you, everybody who's listening right now, he's giving you a free gift. All you got to do is text Ronnie2017 to 678-607-8019. Again, if you want a free gift from my favorite doctor, Dr. Daryl Jaffrey, all you got to do is text Ronnie, R-O-N-I, 2017 to 678-607-8019. All right, everybody.